Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh my goodness, I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you.
Oh my god. How are you? I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Oh my god, I'm so good. Thank you.
Oh my god. We already did this once you came into my house today.
We did. Oh, did you hear that? I'm in someone's house.
What? Surprise.
Is that allowed?
It is allowed, Cecilia. What a beautiful time to be alive.
She invited me in, so I'm allowed to come into the house, and now I'm here.
Yes, because you're a vampire. You wouldn't be allowed to come in if I hadn't invited you in.
Otherwise, I can't just be walking into people's houses. Just walk into your house.
I mean, you did fully walk into my house, as I expected you to. And then we said, hello.
You invited me digitally. You invited me over text. Does that count for vampires if you invite them in? But like you text them.
But texting?
Like, you know when someone like shows up at the door and they text you instead of knock?
Yeah.
If you texted a vampire like, yeah, come in, does that count?
I would think so, because it's still permission.
Okay.
Like, do they need like verbal confirmation?
I don't know.
Or do they just need permission? Like, is in a court of law, I would say permission.
In the court of vampire law.
Yeah. What's, you know, you gotta figure it out.
I just
for all the vampires out there.
I just don't know.
I know. Well, vampires aren't our specialty, but you know what is our specialty?
Podcasts
and ghosts. Hey y'all, I am Carly.
And it's me, Cecilia.
And this is Ghosts Are Everywhere. You know it.
What?
We love it. It's us.
Again?
Hi. Again? Every week?
Oh my god.
Another week of this?
We just keep doing it.
You're welcome.
It. We just can't stop.
We can't stop.
We cannot be stopped.
It's who we are at this point.
Honestly.
Pretty sure people have been introducing us to people as, oh yeah, they have a podcast.
Oh yeah, they have a podcast. It really is.
They're like, really has become a thing.
Did she know that she has a podcast? And you're like, uh-oh.
And you're like, oh no, are we telling people?
And then I run away. I'm like, actually, I don't tell people.
I mean,
that.
It was one of those things for so long that you and I just kind of did, and like our friends knew about it, but we didn't like tell everybody we would meet and things
it. I would fully just like not tell people, and then they would like find out and be like, what the hell? Or like someone else would bring it up and they'd be like, wait, I've known you for how long and you didn't tell me this?
And yeah, and you're like, oh yeah, I forgot, sorry.
Oh yeah, that's a thing that
that's a thing that we do. But it's become to the point, we've been doing it for so long that people have started to introduce us as, oh, my friend has a podcast.
That's weird.
Yeah, it literally happened to me at an event I was at last week with Pal the Pod past guest Justin Shaw. We were doing a theater thing, and we started talking shop. Obviously, we were at a theater thing and
talking
podcasts
shop.
With other people. Justin Shaw.
Justin Shaw.
And we got on the topic of podcasts, and Justin went, "Whoa, Carly!" And I was like, "Yes, yeah. Justin's been a guest.
Justin's been on."
Yeah.
Justin's been a featured guest
multiple times,
along with his friend
Ghost Malloy. His pal Ghost Malloy, and I'm sure it won't be the last we see of that duo.
We gotta have Ghost Malloy back on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Kick Justin Shaw out of the curve.
Oh no, we don't want Justin back on. We want Ghost Malloy back on.
Ghost by popular demand.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Carly's taking a sip. She's got taking a mug that says "killing it" on it.
My mug says "killing it," but soon it will say, "Ghosts are everywhere," Cecilia.
That mug will specifically.
Well, a similar version of this mug.
This is true.
This is a one of those camping mugs.
Carly,
one of those classic enamel mugs.
Carly be shopping every day. I get a text from Carly being like, "Should we get this?" And I'm just like,
"Hey,
I guess."
To be fair, the reason I've been shopping with "Ghosts are Everywhere" on the brain is because, Cecilia, we, for the next 3 weekends, are excited to announce that we are going to be part of Hamilton Winterfest.
We are.
Here in Hamilton, in our hometown. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be vending some cool little spooky things.
We're going to be a regular old vending machine.
It's us. Bing, bang, boom. Give us some money and we'll pop you out some good stuff.
We'll give you some shit.
You'll love it. And we're going to be collaborating with my other little business, Much Ado About Knickknacks. Mm-hmm. And Knickknacks is going to be bringing some spooky style vintage.
And, is it all spooky? Have you specially curated
some spooky vintage. Perfect. Yeah. So it's going to be a little less like vibrant bubblegum colors and a little more like
spookier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just the spookier of the stuff that I've got. Yeah. And but it's still, you know, the classic Much Ado About Knickknacks flair that if people know it, they love it, I guess. So it's not anything weird, but, you know, a little spookier than normal.
Yes.
because it's going to be right next to a bunch of Ghost River stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really, really fun. We're going to be in a they've built these domes at a really exciting location at Ockmar on the mountain, which is going to be the hub, the home of Winterfest this this year. And there's going to be a lot of really good dates. It's going to be this weekend, next weekend, all the way till March 6th.
It's so. Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday through Sunday, except also Family Day.
And Family Day.
So by the time this comes out, this coming Monday is also a day
yes.
that you can find us up on the yes. mountain.
So we'll put some information on our social media.
But, yeah, absolutely.
If you want to know more about that, you can also just look up Hamilton Winterfest.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a bunch of other shit that's going on there yeah. for 3 weekends. So if that's you're right. in the area, if you're not in the area and want to come visit.
We've got some sweet, sweet merch stuff that we've had before, brand new stuff that's mm-hmm. come hot off the presses. We've yep. got business cards.
Oh, we do.
Oh, we've got it all.
Oh my god, we have stickers. We have Carly beaded some little ghosties.
I sure very did. Cute. Thank you.
We have what else do we have?
A whole bunch
more
of stuff.
Stickers.
More stickers. All kinds of things.
Yeah.
And
If you missed out on the hats,
we've got some fresh for you in person yeah. if you're in the area.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, alongside a bunch of really cool vintage and things. And mm-hmm. we're going to also probably do a little, like, weird art pop-up thing that's oh, fun. And it's going to be good.
You're going to like it. If you come on Thursday nights, mm-hmm. I will be there along with Carly.
Yes.
Otherwise, I don't live in Hamilton, so it's tough.
Otherwise, she can't because she's doing board games, everybody. Come on.
Give the people coffees and board games and burgers and it just
all of it
make them have a fun time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be there on Thursday the 24th and the whatever the next
the
Thursday
third
is.
March 3rd, I think.
Yeah, so those are, I mean, in my humble opinion, the best day to come. If you want to say hi to both of us.
Yeah, to be fair, that would be a great day, but all the days are gonna be great. Mm. And all the stuff is gonna be there the whole time.
Yes.
Long hours, lots of days, but fun. Mm-hmm. And in a wonderful, beautiful, cool yeah. location. Yeah, but yeah, as I said, I've been shopping. Some things, hopefully, there's other things on the way too that hopefully might arrive in time for some of the other weekends. Including, we got enamel mugs coming, baby.
We do have enamel mugs. Oh yeah, that's how this all started.
That's how this all started. Yeah. Surprise. We've ordered some custom enamel mugs, yes. which are really, really cool and yes. fun.
Some little camping mugs yeah. for all your camping needs.
Yes.
It's almost spring. Hopefully.
Spring is going to spring.
Spring is about to spring. Yeah. And you know what you need for spring? Camping mugs for when you go camping.
Correct.
We love to camp.
We love to camp. We're big campers.
We are big.
We're saying campers. That with like a laugh, but also we do like to camp.
We do. It's actually true. We'd be camping.
We'd be camping.
Anyone wants to come camping with us?
Anyone would like to camp with us? Let us know.
Hit us up this summer.
Should
we'll go
that
camping.
Be a perk that we offer on our Patreon? Let us know.
Patreon perk. If you give us enough money, we'll take you camping.
We'll take you camping.
We'll go
we don't
on a,
care.
Oh my God, we can have a Ghost River camping trip.
A little retreat. Oh a Ghost God. River camping trip.
That would be really cute, actually. That's if anyone wants really to do cool. that.
Anyone wants to do a special camping Ghost River trip, we would be very pleased with that.
We could tell spooky stories around the campfire.
Oh, and then we can record it and share it with our friends who can't come.
Yeah, and rub it in their faces.
Well, now we kind of have to do this.
We have to do this.
Drag people along with
us. Yeah, honestly, if you don't want to come, you still have to come. This is the thing.
That's a Ghost River mantra about camping.
If anyone's listening and you know us IRL, you have to come.
You're invited and you must
don't
come.
Don't have a choice.
And we'll be mad if you don't. And you have to.
You
so
have to.
You will.
You will and you must.
You will and you must, and we will have a great time.
I do now. My new home, my new
yes.
place of living, has a campfire in the backyard. So
ooh,
we have a campfire in the
that's
backyard.
That's a vibe.
There, if we can do some campfire stories there.
That's
I mean, we also
a
have a campfire in the backyard at my parents' house
yeah.
and here at your parents' house.
Yeah, we have a lot of options for
we got
various
campfires.
Backyard campfires.
My parents' house doesn't have the campfire in the summer, though.
Yeah. That's true.
It gets displaced by pool.
Yeah. I mean,
we can tell, tell spooky stories
around
the
pool.
Pool.
Just have a weird seance around the pool.
You know what?
You might work. It's a different element than fire, but it's still an element.
Yeah. Water spirits.
Welcome to it. That's what we would say.
Welcome. We welcome all types.
We're very welcoming here.
We are very welcoming here. And we welcome you to come on our camping trip. I'm going to plan it. 2022. It's happening.
Okay. Well, I'm not mad at it. I would love that, actually. It sounds really fun.
What's the spookiest campgrounds in Ontario?
Ooh. I mean, there's a lot of spooky ones. We did.
We could do
an Algonquin Park.
Yeah. And Canoe Lake.
Yeah.
Where Carly's best friend, Tom Thompson.
We know that's haunted. My
best
friend, Tom Thompson. We all know how I feel about. Does everyone know how I feel? Yeah, everyone must know how I feel about Tom.
For
it's
newcomers.
Been a while since
for
I talked about
Carly,
how I
do
feel
a Tom
about
Thompson
Tom
update.
Thompson. Okay, give my Tom Thompson update. My feelings on Tom Thompson haven't changed. They've stayed pretty stagnant in this ever-changing world and our fast-paced, you know, world. Mm. My feelings for Tom Thompson are the one constant. And my feelings are that I don't want any Tom Thompson.
Wow.
Yeah.
My Tom Thompson, if you want to go back to whatever episode that was, is I established that he's hot.
Yeah, you love a hot Tom Thompson. You're obsessed with him. And I can support you and get behind you. But Tom Thompson's not the man for me, and he never will be. And I kind of want to punch him a little bit.
He's
but...
a hot art boy.
No, he's an annoying art boy. His art's ugly, and everyone celebrates him. And I'm tired of looking
Carly,
at his art. I don't
he just
care about him.
Wanted to paint trees.
Guess what? I love trees. I'll go look at them. Like, if you're going to paint trees, at least paint them cool. I don't know. What does Tom talk? Okay, we're getting off topic.
Carly clearly doesn't want to look at trees with a hot art boy.
I would love to look at trees with a hot art boy. Don't you put that on me. Don't put that in the universe. I would love to look at trees with a hot art boy. I hope that his art is good and cool and says something.
Yeah, say something. It says trees are nice.
It says, it just is printed across it, trees are nice. Trees are nice. Hey, that's more interesting to me already.
Merch. It's just a Tom Thompson painting that says trees are nice on it.
Hey, I would respect him. I would respect it. I'd be like, that's art. I'd like to look at it. I'm just not, I'm not a nature Tom Thompson kind of gal. It's not the art for me. It's boring.
I mean,
look at it and I just go, that's
boring. He's not
my favorite,
but also...
You just like it because he's this hot art boy.
Exactly.
He's a ghost. And I like, well, there's lots of other hot art boys who are ghosts who don't have ugly art.
He's my type. He's a hot art boy and he's a ghost.
Cecilia, you're doing the thing where you're separating the art from the artist, but I can't because his art hurts my eyes to look at. And for some reason, everyone loves it and I just don't. And by everyone, I mean like he's like a beloved Canadian painter,
I'm
blah,
separating
blah, blah.
The art from the artist, but in like the opposite way, where I'm like, the art's not that good, but the artist.
Yeah, that's literally what you're doing. Yeah, you're like, art, it's fine, whatever. Artist,
art, whatever. I'll take it or leave it. The artist.
I think. Well, yeah. Going back to Tom Thompson as a person, I'm like, that's cool. What a guy. But I'm not. His art makes me go, no,
yeah,
pass.
He just wanted to live in the forest and paint the trees.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do this summer with Ghost River.
Oh, my God. We should have a painting date where we pretend we're Tom Thompson.
Oh, my God. That'd be cute.
At the retreat, at the Ghost River camping weekend extravaganza.
Themed sections for ghosts we've covered in the past.
Oh, my God.
Got
to
talk about Tom Thompson. Our most famous ghosts.
Yeah, we should.
Our most illustrious of ghosts.
Our personal faves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really funny. I mean, well, my one thought is, what would we do for Mauricio's if I actually, like, burn down the campground? So we can't do that. But.
No, we go to Montreal for the day and we burn it down.
Oh, perfect. Okay. We take a day trip to Montreal. All right.
We find somewhere else that's fun to burn down. Where should we burn down? We could burn down...
We're not allowed to burn anything down, I'm pretty sure.
Well, not like technically, but we can't. No one's gonna stop us.
Well, I don't think we should promote that we're gonna burn something down.
Okay, we're not gonna burn anything down.
Okay, we're not.
We're definitely not gonna burn anything
Correct.
Down. We're definitely not gonna go and burn. I'm trying to think of a good place to burn
down. I know, you're really getting real with training, and I can see you just try and reaching for it.
I don't want to burn down anything like nice and historical.
Well, that's the thing.
But
you want it to be interesting and
yeah,
be a good story.
I guess we could burn down like the police. What's the police building? We could burn down
like a station.
We could burn down Ottawa City Hall.
Oh, Ottawa City Hall's ugly.
Yeah.
It was built like what?
I don't know. It's ugly.
1988?
Okay, so
2004 maybe?
We're totally not going to burn down Ottawa City Hall.
We're absolutely not going to burn down
Very
Ottawa
much
City Hall.
Not going to burn down Ottawa
yeah,
City Hall.
Yeah, no. For sure not. For sure not. We're not.
No, I would never.
We're not gonna do that. No. We could. We won't. We're not gonna. Anyways.
What do we got? What are we doing today, Carly?
Oh, Cecilia, we're doing a classic Ghosts Are Everywhere. We're doing a choose your own, baby. Ooh. Our theme is come as you are, do what you please. And
is that what it's called now?
After 3 years, I decided to change it.
Renaming it. Okay. It's called come as you are, do what
you please. Come as you are, do what you please.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to, so you've picked a story from anywhere, any when.
I did.
Any what? Usually ghosts.
Usually.
And I've done the same. And you don't know what I'm telling. And I don't know what you're telling.
No.
But I'm excited to jump in. And I, Cecilia, I'm going first today.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And I, surprisingly enough,
what?
Have chosen a local spot.
Oh, my Cecilia. God.
What? I'm staying home in Hamilton today. And I am doing Ockmar.
Wow, surprise, ooh. Surprise.
We didn't mention at the beginning that where the Hamilton Winterfest hub is, where mm-hmm. we will be spending the next 3 weekends. Mm-hmm. Hopefully getting to see folks who can come out and mm-hmm. all kinds of different folks who are maybe just listening now. Hi, new folks. Hi, new friends.
Say people that won't, that can't come out as well. We're going to see them.
We're going to see them.
You can Skype in.
Oh, my God. Skype. How cute would that be? Wow. I love that it's 2012. love that you're Skyping in from the past.
Yes. Please do.
If you can, please do.
Please do.
Please do. But what I didn't mention, yeah, about this place where we're doing all these fun things, Ockmar, is that it's hella haunted. Mm. So, let me jump in. On the northeast corner of Fennel and West Fifth stands an excellent example of domestic Gothic Revival architecture. A rare example of a mid-Victorian estate, it remains mostly intact as it was when it was completed in 1854.
Whoa.
The place is known simply as Ockmar, as I said. The house, Ockmar, is a centerpiece of Claremont Park, the estate of Isaac Buchanan, who was a prominent businessman and politician in Canada West. And so that gives us a timeline.
Yes.
Canada West. That's the timeline. Born in Scotland, he emigrated to the Canadas in 1830, first settling in Montreal, then York, Toronto, before settling permanently, pretty much, in Hamilton. Mm-hmm. He was the first president of the Hamilton Club. He was also the founder of the Hamilton and Toronto Boards of Trade, which are the modern chambers
What's
of commerce.
The Hamilton Club?
The Hamilton Club is like...
Is it like the fancy people?
Yes.
They're like, oh, yes, we have a club. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yes. He also served as first commanding officer of the local 13th Militia Regiment, which is the precursor to the Royal Hamilton Light Infantry, which you might know from...
Battles.
You know, war and things.
The wars.
And downtown, the armory. Oh, that's their house.
Downtown Abbey.
Yes, you know downtown Abbey where the armory is on James Street?
Yep.
That's their
house.
We
talked about that before.
Yes. Hmm. Well, again.
That's their house.
The Royal Hamilton Light Infantry, that's their house. Isaac also helped establish the Free Church of Scotland in Canada, and he was elected 4 times to the Legislative Assembly of the Province of Canada. And he was also heavily concerned in railway politics.
Of course he was.
Which makes sense why he's located in Hamilton.
All these guys, all these... 1800s choo-choo. Mans are all like obsessed with the railway.
They are.
They all be railway barons.
They're all railway baby boys.
Why don't people think about the railway more?
That's what I want to know, Cecilia. We are always thinking about the railway.
I know. I'm always thinking about trains, and people need to be thinking about trains more. We need to be choo-choo-chooing around instead of, driving.
Vrooming around.
Vrooming.
Yeah.
We could be choo-chooing so much more.
So much more choo-chooing could be done.
I choo-chooed my way over here.
I'm so glad that you choo-chooed your way over here. With your big
train.
Old teeth.
I hopped on that GO train and I
got
my butt here and it's great.
There you go.
It's a good time.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe people don't think about the train a lot, especially people in Hamilton, because it's very formative.
There's trains everywhere.
It's literally what created our country. That and racism.
Yeah.
Trains and racism, that's what created Canada, okay?
We love to see it.
We love to see half
our
of it.
Our two favorite things. Carly only likes to see racism. She hates trans.
Stop. Don't spread lies about me.
Who is it? Ding dong. It's racism. It's the convoy.
They're coming for us.
Hong Kong.
Oh, God.
They're here to get mad at us because we wore masks.
Yeah. They don't like us being safe and smart.
Ugh.
Okay, where was I? I'm all frazzled. And so he was heavily concerned in railway politics, even becoming a director in the Great Western Railway, mm-hmm. which was based in Hamilton. And you might remember the Great Western Railway from way, way back in the day when we did Dungeon Castle.
Oh.
Because Mr. Sir Alan McNabb.
We love Mr. Sir Alan McNabb.
Mr. Sir Alan McNabb was also a big guy in that Great Western Railway.
Dungeon Castle hot take. I was in the car with Kate.
Yeah.
Pal of the Pod.
My sister. Of the Pod, yeah.
And we were like driving past Dungeon Castle. She's like, Dungeon Castle's ugly.
She's not wrong.
She hates it. She's like, ugh, it's not even a nice castle.
She's like, this is a castle?
That's a terrible color palette.
Tan cream for a castle? Ugh. Groundbreaking.
Yeah,
that's Kate's hot take.
That's a castle hot take.
I love that.
Hot takes with Kate.
That's a great segment. We hot takes with Kate. And so the Great Western Railway was direct competition to the Montreal-based Grand Trunk Railway, mm-hmm. too, which is interesting to note.
Yes.
Because
that's one of the big ones.
That's kind of the big one.
This is all
you
learn.
It's a precursor to Canadian National Rail.
This is all you learn in Canadian history. You don't really learn about, like, the actual history. They're just, like, I'm telling you about the railroads.
Again, because the only things that there are that made our country.
Racism and railroads. It's the three R's. Racism, railroads, and rock and roll.
I was going to say, and really big mountains.
And nope, I went a different route.
Yep, rock and roll. I would agree. We all know that Canada is known for its influence on rock and roll.
The tragically hip.
So tragic, and, so hip.
Rush. And,
oh, big time Rush.
Big time Rush. No, not Canadian.
Nope. That's not it. Shania Twain.
Oh, rock and roll.
She's a big rock and roller. The big names in rock and roll.
The Bannigan Lady.
Justin Bieber. We all know rock and roll. Drake.
Drake.
We all know. See? Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
We told you. The three R's. Racism. Railways.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
That's four R's, I guess.
Well, rock and roll can be one.
Rock and roll, yeah.
Rock and roll. If you say really fast, it's like one word.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. At the height of his career, Isaac Buchanan, of course.
That's the guy we're talking about.
Because that's the guy we're talking about.
Achmar.
Isaac Buchanan was one of the richest men in Canada. Mm. Makes sense. He built Achmar. And he had that railway money.
He built the trains.
He's the train man. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
So, with his wealth abundant, he and his wife, Agnes, built their grand estate on the Hamilton Mountain and named it Achmar, after Isaac's family estate in Scotland near Loch Lomond.
Oh, Loch Lochmar.
Loch Lomond. You know the song?
No.
You know Loch Lomond?
No.
By Bonnie Banks and deep, deep side of Loch Lomond. We're reading purple hue, the Highland hills we view.
I'm not in Scotland.
I know it. I mean, either, but I know Loch Lomond.
All right. Congratulations.
The Bonnie Banks of Loch Lomond. Nope. No. Oh, ye'll take the high road Jesus and I'll Christ. Take the load. It's the best part. No.
I was not expecting
it's
that.
Iconic.
Nope, don't know.
Anyways,
I don't know.
Love Loch Lomond. The song, that's what I was singing. It's named after that. I didn't know that. I learned that and I thought that was really fun and cool. And then I sang Loch Lomond to myself all day. The estate took 2 years to build and was constructed between 1852 and 1854.
Okay.
The two-story Gothic manor, its several outbuildings and stone orchard wall today occupy about 8 acres of the original 86 acres of land that made up their estate. Where Isaac and Agnes lived with their 11 children.
Because, I guess, like, up there, that would have been, like, way out in the countryside.
They originally built it, Cecilia, as a summer home.
Yes.
Because they...
On Fennel.
On Fennel Avenue. Middle of the central mountain.
Yes.
Full city.
Yeah, in the countryside.
It was the countryside. It was their country home for the summer. Because they built a row house on James Street South, okay, which is now, Cecilia, Radius. You know the restaurant shit. Radius? Near, like, on Augusta? Like, yeah. Augusta and James? That was their regular house.
Wow, that was their regular house.
Yeah.
It's, and this, like, was the house itself house. Is now Radius? Oh, yeah. Like, it was a house.
It was a row house.
Cute. Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that fricked? I never realized that.
Wild.
I know.
Okay.
It's pretty
People
cool.
People lived at these places.
People well. Lived at Radius.
People lived at Radius.
Yeah. And not just, like, above it. Like, it was a house. Like, the whole thing.
Now I'm looking at Radius food and I'm hungry.
Radius. Well, I mean, they originally built it as a summer home, but it didn't last very long because it ended up being, you know, really beautiful and grand, and eventually they just kind of lived there.
Really out in the country.
Yeah. Buchanan also played an important role, Cecilia, in laying the groundwork for John A. Macdonald's national policy.
Canceled.
So he was not a father of Confederation, per se. He was more of a great uncle of Confederation.
Okay, but he was probably, like, a piece of shit.
For sure. Well, he's I mean, he's a rich man from Scotland.
Yeah.
Though, and everything I read about him, they made it very clear that he was rather generous. Like, he was somebody who was, like,
To
a rich man
white men
who
from Scotland.
Gave a lot of money to other things.
Okay.
Yeah, like, he was, like, a charitable person.
All right.
Which, like... You and I know to be true, there's no such thing as a charitable billionaire, but we'll talk a little bit about
as we
Isaac
all
B.
know,
Cannon's
eat the rich.
Finances.
But and that goes back to the 1800s, especially.
Yeah, but we'll talk a little bit about Isaac B. Cannon and his finances in a bit, because it gets a bit dicey, it gets a bit dodgy. Mm-hmm. Some have referred to his estate on the mountain, Ocmar, as the Dundrin Castle of the Mountain.
Okay. Which well, makes, we just talked about how the Dundrin Castle's ugly. So.
Right? Which is kind of funny. And Ocmar is pretty cute.
Yeah.
Which makes sense since they are both estates, like, by railway tycoons, essentially. Mm-hmm. By big players in the railway. But they are very, very different. Mainly in look. Mainly, you know, the people.
They look very different.
They look very different. And the two men were also a bit... They had a rivalry as well,
Okay.
Which is pretty interesting. They worked together, but also had a rivalry.
Ocmar is definitely much more, like, gothic looking.
It's gothic revival for sure. Yes. Yeah. The style is completely different. Mm-hmm.
Like, Dundrin Castle is more, like, pillars and...
Yeah, stately looking.
Stately.
Ocmar is, like, a beautiful... summertime house.
It looks more like somewhere that I could actually live.
Oh, I would die to live at Ocmar, and I might have to because I can't buy it from
you
the city.
You can haunt it.
Yeah, exactly. I'd have good company. And so the biggest difference too about between like Dundrin Castle and Ocmar is also that the Buchanans eventually were forced to sell Ocmar as his business interests failed. As Buchanan's business interest failed, and he lost most of his fortune. Shit. So while he was busy doing politics, his businesses kind of fell by the wayside, and he just...
He forgot to pay attention.
Did some bad business and, like, pretty much lost almost all their money. Mm-hmm. And eventually, like, in the last 20 years of his life, he had to take a government position just to kind of sustain them. Because they had no money.
Yeah.
And so, you know, didn't turn out great. Which I always find funny is, like, sometimes, quite often, when, you know, people build these grand estates, they only live there for a small
amount
of time.
Oh, my God. I feel like that's...
The amount of time that happens...
That's so frequent in these stories.
Right?
It's like, oh, they built this big-ass house, and then they, like, died, or they, like, ran out of money.
Yes!
Or they just were, like, got bored of it. That happens all the time in these stories.
All the time. I'd say most of the time within, like, 20 years at the most, they're out of there. Like, within 5, within 10, maybe 20, they're gone. And so that happened to the Buchanans. They just moved to Radius and lived there.
Radius.
Yeah.
As one does.
Many notable guests have walked the halls at Ocmar, which is no surprise, including Lord and Lady Elgin, John A. Macdonald, Lord and Lady Monk, Pope John Paul II, and the Prince of Wales, later
Wait,
King Edward.
These people all lived there?
They visited at some points. They all lived it together.
The Pope lived there.
The Pope lived there, and it was the Vatican. And he said, wow. "Let it be Jesus."
Oh my God! The Pope lived in Hamilton.
Pass it on. Pope John Paul II lived in Hamilton on the mountain. He loved it there.
Wow. He loved to go to Limeridge.
He visited though when he was a cardinal, not a pope.
And he loved to go to Limeridge. He loved to go to the Aritzia at Limeridge.
He couldn't get enough of the Tim Hortons in the food court. That was his personal favorite.
Wow.
Not the one across the street.
No.
The one in the food court.
No. He went to Denninger's all the time.
he's a big mountain boy. Upper James vibes.
Yeah. He would like the Denningers.
He would love it. He's Polish. It has all his favorite boots there.
Get a
Imagine
Rudy.
If Pope John Paul II onto Denningers on Upper James. Oh my god.
Let's start that rumor.
Is he a saint? Is he a saint now?
Saint Pope John Paul?
He's a saint, isn't he?
I don't know.
He was blessed.
He was benedicted. What's it called? He was blessed.
They gave him blessed. Because before they were saying he's blessed. Blessed. They'd say blessed whatever.
Hashtag blessed?
No, that's what we say. Not the church.
I don't know if I say that.
I think he's a saint now.
Pope John Paul.
I think it happened recently.
I don't know if he got sainted.
Is he sainted?
He was, what is it called?
Pope John Paul II. Beatified.
Is that like the one before saints?
I think so. Isn't it?
I don't fucking know.
He's the second longest serving pope in modern history.
Well, good for him.
We love to see it.
Only the second longest?
Oh, yeah. So he's been referred to as St. John Paul the Great by some, but it doesn't have any...
But he's not actually a saint
official
yet.
Recognition. No, because I'm pretty sure he's only blessed.
He's only
yeah, I don't think blessed. He's done enough miracles. Don't think enough miracles have been attributed to him for him to be a saint, right?
Did you know that? Like, they don't have to do the miracles. People just have to be like, oh, yes! There was a miracle because I prayed to him.
I did know that because how... What do you think? They just appear and they say... Hello, everybody. I'd like to plead my case for sainthood.
It's so funny. You could just like I could just go to the priest and be like, So my dead grandma prayed to her and she made a miracle mm-hmm. happen and yeah, I could make her a saint.
In the olden days, it was way easier to become a saint.
Yeah, but like a lot of so easy. It'd be like martyred all the time though.
Yeah, but fast tracked. Fast track to sainthood. Fast tracked.
That's when if you would, yeah. He didn't get martyred, Pope John Paul.
He got a little bit shot, though.
Yeah, but he didn't die.
No. People loved him, though. He was, like, beloved.
Because he got shot?
I mean, he was just cool. People just liked him.
Yeah, my grandma
He was very
loved
likable.
Him. My grandma has pictures of him all over.
In grade 6, our teacher had a whole wall dedicated to the Pope. God. He didn't even teach us a religion.
That's weird.
He wasn't even our religion teacher.
That's really weird.
He's Polish.
That's very strange.
He loved the Pope.
No, my grandma has a magnet of... Pope John Paul II right beside a magnet of me on her fridge. So
you're the same is what you're trying to say.
And a picture and one of Jesus.
Oh my god, all three of you.
I'm in good company.
Oh my god, that's what they talk about. They talk about the Holy Trinity.
Yeah, it's Pope John Paul, Jesus, and me.
You. Oh, I get it now.
The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Suddenly it makes so much sense.
Tag
yourself.
I'm me.
And you're you. Just your picture.
Yeah.
Buchanan. Yeah, so the Pope came when he wasn't the Pope.
Pope lived there.
Isaac Buchanan died in October of 1883. Okay. And a few years after his death, Achmar was sold to Captain Trigg, a military man from India who soon after purchasing converted the lavish ballroom into a spiritual place to hold church services every Sunday. So he sounds like a lot of fun.
Wow. Is that why the Pope came?
I don't know that he came when, because that was like the 19, it was very like.
What year did you say?
Early. I said he died in 1883.
Okay, never
and
mind.
Then right after he bought it. So, no.
Okay, never mind. I retract that question.
I got so confused for a second because I was like, wait, that can't be true. It's because it's not.
It's not.
It's not at all. Achmar once again returned to the Buchanans though in 1900. So. It was bought by Isaac's fourth son, James.
Okay.
And he bought it back. And then he lived there with his sisters, Elsie and Helen, until 1926, when it was sold to a local textile manufacturer.
Okay.
The home would then become a Royal Canadian Air Force rehab hospital until it was taken over at the end of the war in 1945 by the Hungarian Sisters of Social Service. That's when the Pope came.
Oh, okay.
Because the nuns lived there.
For the Hungarian sisters.
For the nuns.
Yeah.
And so the nuns lived at the estate until it was purchased in 1999 by the city of Hamilton.
Yes.
So.
At that point, was it like kind of falling apart? Because like right now, I think they're fixing it up, but it was like abandoned for a while.
Yeah. So I'd say yes and no. They lived there. They added a dormitory at one point. Like they added some extra space for the nuns.
The city of Hamilton?
No, the nuns. And the nuns live there. No, the nuns were there from 45 till 99.
Okay, but in 99, the city bought it. Mm-hmm. And at that point, they just like were kind of like, we're going to leave this. We're not going to do anything with it.
I think so. I think they just didn't know what to do with it.
Yes, but they bought it because it was like a historical...
Yeah, yeah. Yes, they bought it because they were presented with an opportunity to buy it. And because it was, you know, significant, they were like, yeah, we will buy this beautiful house.
They just bought it because the nuns didn't want it anymore?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The nuns didn't need it, so the city was like, sure, we'll take it back. It was only since the early 2000s, really, that any talk of Ockmar being haunted surfaced, Cecilia. Which, if you think about it, makes sense because the original family lived there.
Yes.
They're not going to be like, our house is haunted. Uh-huh. They just live there. And then a religious man lived there, and he's also not going to be like, my house is haunted. Uh-huh. And then the family again, so they're not going to do that. Then it was a military hospital, and things are weird at military hospitals, so no one's going to be like, look at all the ghosts we have.
There's already some other shit going on.
There's already so much other shit going on. Yeah. And then the nuns stayed there for decades, and the nuns are not going to be like, look at all the ghosts who live here with us. Yeah, but they're not going to say it publicly.
They might.
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe the nuns, but I don't. But they didn't. They didn't say it publicly.
Let's well, they might have like been like in talks with some priests and getting some exorcisms happening.
That's possible. Maybe there was even more ghosts when the nuns lived there, and they maybe got rid of a bunch.
Pope John Paul. Do you think Pope John Paul ever did an exorcism?
I don't know. You have to be a special priest to do an exorcism.
Yeah, but do you think like
signed up to special exorcism school?
Yeah, but he's also the Pope. Can he do whatever he wants?
I don't think that's how it works. But what? Also, it kind of is how it works.
He's the Pope. He could just be like, I could do an exorcism.
I guess, but do you think that's like his vibe? Do you think that would have been his
vibe? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like it would be more like...
Maybe Benedict.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you were Benedict, I feel like that's more his vibe.
He probably was like an exorcism priest. Yeah, and then...
Have you seen his scary face? He'd scare ghosts away.
Yeah, he looks like an exorcist.
I know. If I were a ghost, I'd take one look and like run straight to the light. Like, isn't scary he a Nazi guy. Or something? Well, he's German.
He was like canceled or something.
He's definitely canceled, Cecilia.
He's still alive?
Yes, he lives at the Vatican.
What the fuck?
When I went to the Vatican, when I went to Italy in like 2014, he was still living there.
Even when he quit?
Yeah, he quit, but he gets to live there. Because he's still the Pope.
Well, he's not still the Pope.
Well, he's the canceled Pope. He canceled himself.
Yeah, he quit.
He's Pope Emeritus is what they call
Pope
it.
Pope Emeritus.
Well, it's like when a bishop retires, he's Bishop Emeritus.
Oh, my God. Right? So confused. It's pretty weird.
I don't know if there's a special word for Pope, actually. He might not be Pope Emeritus, but Emeritus is the word they use.
He's so old. When someone retires.
He is crusty, dusty old.
He's so old.
Yeah, not to shade the church too much, but let's shade the church a little because, yeah. Problematic. Back to a place that's a little less problematic, but okay, a lot more interesting.
Sorry.
Cecilia's spreading lies about the Pope. Cecilia, they're gonna kill you.
I'm sorry.
Apologist
in church. He defied Nazis. His family didn't like Nazis.
Something about Nazis in Cecilia.
He was conscripted into the Hitler Youth, but he didn't.
But he said no like it. To Hitler Youth.
Yeah. He said no.
Okay.
Because he loved Jesus.
He thought Jesus wouldn't want me to hate the Jews.
Yeah.
Okay. Did he think to himself Jesus was a Jew? Or maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's what he was thinking.
He's probably thinking that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why he wasn't a Nazi.
But all Christians are like, we love Jews. We would never.
Yeah, because historically that's how that works.
Historically, they always get along.
Yeah, for sure. So, those groups don't seem very ghostly, if you ask me. All the people that. You know,
I mean,
had been a part of Ockmar until
maybe the 2000s. A hospital for.
Well, it could attract ghosts.
Yes.
But I mean, not about to be like, guess what's haunted.
Not about to be very enthusiastic about ghosts.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the city of Hamilton.
City of Hamilton. Well, in 2002, the YTV show.
Oh, boy.
Strange Days at Black Hulsey High.
What the fuck
which
is that?
Was like a Harry Potter-esque TV show that I didn't know existed until I read about this.
What's it called?
It's called Strange Days at Blake Hulsey High. It's
a terrible title.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's like, I think they cross it out and they write like Black Hole High.
Oh.
I think that's like part of the bit. Like, I think it's like.
It's not good. 42 episodes.
Oh, okay. Never heard of it.
Good for them.
Right? That show moved in there because this was one of their locations for shooting.
Okay.
And when they moved in there, there were some surprising spooky experiences relayed by the cast and crew.
Ooh, okay.
Whether it was because things were moved or changed around at Akmar, you know, during filming, or because of the influx of new people, certain spirits seemed to emerge. People on set reported glimpses of shadows dodging past them while standing in the main hallway on the first floor. Staff and crew even reported on multiple occasions hearing a young girl scream.
Oh, no.
And some reported hearing a young girl giggling and laughing within close proximity to them. Once, a full crew of set designers heard a scream from the second floor, but when they ran up to check on it, the floor was empty.
Oh, shit.
No one in sight. Another incident was a full apparition. So two crew members were carrying equipment from the basement to the main floor, and just as they reached the last step before the main floor landing, they both looked up to see a little girl standing above them in a beautiful vintage dress, only for her to vanish into thin air a few seconds later, right in front of their eyes. There's at least one more ghostly experience attached to the little girl ghost, besides all those that I already said.
Okay.
And it's this. A local woman visited the home with her father when she herself was a little girl. Her father was an aspiring politician who was invited to tour the building after the nuns moved out and the city acquired the property, and she went along with him. As they toured the mansion, she ventured off and found herself on the second floor when suddenly, from the other end of the hallway, she heard a soft giggle of a little girl.
Ew.
Frozen, she stood there and heard the giggles get closer and closer until she heard a voice whisper, "Play with me."
No, it's literally the fucking Shining. What?
Right in her ear. Yes. What? She didn't see her, but what? Literally, "Play with me."
No.
Yeah. She was so scared she ran downstairs and jumped into her dad's arms and recounted her experience right then and there.
Mm.
There's also a couple of other ghost experiences from Akmar's TV Times, and one of them happened to a man named Lawrence Bain, who was playing the villain of the TV show.
Okay.
At the time, it wasn't uncommon for actors or crew to spend the night at Akmar in order to be fresh for early morning shoots, because, I mean, they had the space, so why not? And one night, on the eve of an early shoot, Lawrence decided to spend the night in his dressing room asleep on the couch.
Okay.
He was asleep when he heard a loud metallic click, but when he opened his eyes, the room was empty. Confused, he went to shut his eyes, but saw some movement. His dressing room door was slowly opening, but on the other side, nothing. He said of the incident, "Well, you tell me, how does a door that is locked and bolted suddenly swing open in the middle of the night?" Ew!
No.
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 One of the directors of the show, Mitchell T. Ness, was very vocal about his paranormal experiences at Akmar, and he has relayed that for one episode, the special effects team were working in the basement, and two members of the team, Sean and Gary, were down there in the middle of the afternoon one day. Sean left for a short break, but on his return, he saw Gary running up the stairs from the basement, taking them two at a time, nearly running Sean down. Gary said, as he was passing Sean, he was going for a smoke. And so Sean thought nothing of it. That was until he headed downstairs and he saw a white figure move past him in the distance, moving across the hall into another room. It was the figure of a woman, but she moved in the air with no feet.
That's not how that's supposed to work.
That's not correct.
Come on.
Sean froze, trying to make sense of what he'd seen, but then he ran out of the basement. He found Gary outside and confirmed that had been what had spooked him. So they both saw it. The men agreed that what they had seen looked like a nun and that she had no feet and seemed to float along the stone floor. The footless nun. They both witnessed it in the day.
Oh,
so it's hard to chalk it up to a crazy moment or a late night. And so Akmar is recognized by the Ontario Heritage Trust, but is only open for special rare events, including Winterfest. What? 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 So, yeah, we're going to be on the grounds of Akmar. There's going to be various, my understanding is there's going to be various tour points and things too, which is going to be really cool. And let me tell you the exact dates and things because it's going to be really cool.
Wow, what a plug.
I know. Well, I can't help it.
What a plug.
Thank you. It's a, I mean, it's a really cool space and we hadn't done it yet. And so I got a lot of my information while I find the information for the dates and times. I got a lot of my information today from Wikipedia, from urbanicity.com, from thespec.com, which was an article on spooky stuff.
Oh, okay.
From Haunted Hamilton, who we admire very much and we think is really cool. From ghostwalks.com and from friendsofakmar.com. So if you're really into Akmar, look into Friends of Akmar.
They have friends.
They have friends.
There's friends there.
And if you're really into us and really into Akmar, come visit us.
We'll be there.
Week one is February 17th, 6 to 9 p.m. February 18th, 6 to 9. The 19th, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Same on the 20th. Same on the 21st, which is family day. And then week two, on the 24th, February from 6 to 9, the 25th from 6 to 9, and then the 27th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and the 26th, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., the 27th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And our last weekend, same times, the dates are March 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th. You can find all this information on our Instagram.
Love it.
And that's Akmar.
That's Akmar.
That's Akmar, baby.
Oh, my God. Mine isn't so local. We're going.
Ooh.
But I'm kind of going with a theme that I've been doing, which I'm going in the States.
Love it. You got to do what you got to do.
Like the Southwest.
I mean, it's a vibe. It's such a cold tundra where you live right now.
I know.
It's nice to like dream and think of other places.
I just want to be somewhere warm.
yeah, that's pretty relatable.
We're going to go to Texas.
Yeehaw.
And we're going to do another hotel.
Check me in. Sign me up.
We're gonna take a little trip to Austin.
Oh my God. I would love to go to Austin for real. Can we actually go there?
Yeah, we can go and we can stay here. I've decided we're gonna do it.
I love that. I'm in.
We're taking a trip. We're going to Austin and we're gonna go stay at the Driscoll Hotel.
Ooh, okay.
Which is the oldest operating hotel in Austin.
Ooh.
One of the best known hotels in the state and one of the most haunted hotels in America.
Ooh. Ah. I like that.
So it is located right in downtown Austin. Perfect destination if we want to go to Austin.
Perfect destination.
Yeah. It has an original Romanesque revival building, which was built in 1886. Mm. It also has a 13-story annex attached to it, which is built in 1930.
Okay.
It's gone through all kinds of like renovations and stuff, but the original building is still pretty like
intact,
cool and old and historic.
We love all those things.
So the hotel is named after the founder, Jesse Driscoll.
Okay.
He was, because it's Texas, a cattle baron.
Oh my God. Of course he is. Not a robber baron.
No, not a robber baron.
Not a railway tycoon.
Not a railway tycoon. He was all
cattle
about
baron.
Cows.
I also am about cows, but in a different
all
way.
That. No, he was about killing cows.
Killing the cows.
And guess what he did with those cows? He sold them to the Confederate Army.
Oh no, this man couldn't be more different than us.
Not a great guy, but he, so he made a shit ton of money supplying beef to feed the Confederate Army.
For a second, I did have a think of why would the Confederate Army need cows?
Because they have to eat.
And then I realized it was tea. Sometimes my vegetarian brain is like slow to process that.
It's not like the camels. No. They weren't using them.
Okay, I was thinking we were doing the camels again.
They were using them for burgers.
That makes sense.
And steak.
That makes sense.
At the end of the war, and this was how Austin Ghosts. So my information was from Austin Ghosts. I also got some from Ghost City Tours, from The Austinaut, an article by Andrew Chase, and from Austin Monthly by an article by Tanya Estes.
Love that.
But Austin Ghost describes him as Scrooge McDuck rich.
Oh, come on. I'm into that. I'm into that visual.
Yes.
I mean, he's a cattle baron. That makes
so
sense.
Imagine him. He's wearing a cowboy hat. Yeehaw. And he's diving into just
a so pool much of money coins.
That's him at this point because
he's Scrooge McDuck rich.
And he decides to use this war money. Austin Ghost was also describing it as like blood money. They're like, this guy's bad news.
I mean, that's correct.
So he decided to branch out into real estate.
As they all do.
He's a real Donald Trump, so he goes into the hotel business.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he buys this parcel of land in downtown Austin, and he builds a fancy ass hotel on it, and he has this grand opening for this new hotel on December 20th, 1886. just in time for Christmas.
Okay.
The governor also held his inaugural ball in its ballroom on January 1st, 1887, and this would become a tradition for every Texas governor since they'll hold a big inaugural ball in the ballroom at the Driscoll.
Okay.
Because it's fancy. It's where rich people go.
I mean, to be fair, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Unfortunately for our old Scrooge McDuck over here, the winter that the hotel opened was especially harsh for Texas, and there was, like, a big drought.
Oh, no.
And it killed a bunch of Driscoll's cattle, oh. Lost him a bunch of money.
Oh, God.
And he had to close the hotel in May.
That's so very dramatic.
It didn't last very long at all. It was, like, less than a year. He's like, fuck, I'm done. I'm out of the hotel.
He was like, I am not a hotelier. No. I am but a humble Scrooge McDuck cattleman.
He is... just truly a cattle baron. Wow. He cannot be a hotel.
He really thought his skills would translate, but they did
and
not.
They didn't. And he ran out of money. Wow. And he has to close the hotel. It didn't stay closed for very long. He sold it off to his brother-in-law, whose name is
that's funny.
Jim Doc Day.
That's a fake name. That's somebody who doesn't give you their real name because they don't believe in you.
He's telling you his name is Doc.
Jim Doc Day.
Well, Doc.
Hey, Doc. So oh, Doc, my God, that is the old-timiness of that. It's old-timey, yeah. It's so old-timey.
And Doc, he reopened the hotel in January 1888. So it didn't stay closed for very long.
Okay.
It continued to, like, kind of change hands, goes through ups and downs, goes through renovations. Right. There's all this shit. The Wikipedia page has, like, a long thing of, like, oh, then this person bought
this
it.
Person, and then
like,
this person, and that person.
We don't really care.
There's just lots of steps.
It's not that important.
Right.
Most recently, it was purchased by Hyatt Hotels in 2013.
Oh, my God. That's a real hotel chain.
Yes.
Hyatt.
And they did an $8 million renovation.
No, they did not. I mean, they can afford it.
They can, and
they did. They're the Hyatt, yeah. I hear $8 million, like, it's a lot of money.
$8 million? For the Hyatt?
It's like penny cash.
They're like, no big deal.
It's like petty cash.
They are also Scrooge McDuck. They're just swimming in coins.
Yeah, they're Scrooge McDuck rich times 10.
Times so much. They're like, there's like 15 of them who are all Scrooge McDuck rich.
Yeah, they sit around a board table and they're all Scrooge McDuck.
All Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just smoking cigars.
Yeah.
And
there's a big pile of money. And they can't even see each other across the table and around the corner.
No. And they don't need to.
And they don't like to. So
they don't like
to.
That's
why they do that.
No. They're all on Zoom, even though they're across the room from each other.
Yeah.
Social distancing.
The original social distancing.
But in the same room.
Yeah.
So the Driscoll is now one of the premier hotels in Austin. Mm. It has 189 rooms, lavish bridal suites.
Oh, come on, lavish.
Two restaurants, a bar, and a grand ballroom.
That's cool.
So, ghosts.
Oh, sign me up. You've painted the picture now. Hit us home.
We got ghosts. So, our first ghost is our friend Scrooge McDuck himself, Jesse Driscoll.
Oh, I love that.
So he was super rich and powerful when the hotel was built, but this went downhill fast.
Uh-huh.
Because of the whole, like, drought killing his cows thing. Mm-hmm. Also, he was apparently fond of booze, women, and gambling.
Of course he was, because he has to be.
Right?
And he has to be.
He has to be. He's contractually obligated
in the telling of the story to be that way.
Jesse Driscoll? Like, he sounds, that's like a cowboy name, too.
That's a very cowboy name.
Jesse Driscoll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeehaw. That's all I have to say to that.
Yeehaw. And he loved to yeet and haw all over town.
Yeet and hawed all over the place.
Yeet and hee-hawed. And he lost all his money.
Oh, well, I mean, that goes, that's fair. That was my next question, does his money survive?
No. He blew a lot of cash on all of these things, and also just, like, his business was going downhill.
Yeah.
It said that the thing that finally pushed him over the edge and forced him to sell the hotel was that he lost big in a game of cards.
I'm into that.
Apparently, lost the deed to the hotel at a poker table.
I'm really.
Which rules?
Really into that.
Yeah, right.
That's like some full-on Wild West shit.
Right?
That's literally like Gold Rush vibes.
That's very. Gold Rush, Wild West. He's in a saloon.
Yeah.
Gambling away. He's all like, this shit.
I won't lose this. I'll just put it on the table.
I'm just going to put it on the table. He's like wasted. He's got a cowgirl on his lap. And he's trying to impress her.
He's like,
don't worry. I'm great at poker, and then he loses because
he's
all.
Garbage at poker.
But yeah, he was bad at poker, and he lost it and all of his money, and then it was all downhill from there. And he died a couple years after losing the hotel.
Wow, that's very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
Oh, how the mighty fall! They fall in, fast when they fall.
Possibly untrue, as are so many things in the story.
No, I hope. I hope it's all true. I hope it's all true because it's very interesting.
Just so much added shit onto a story.
Yeah, we love it. Pile it on, glaze it like a cake. Layer on layer,
layer on layer.
Yeah.
Okay, so a good story about our buddy Jesse.
Yes.
So Monica Ballard, who mm-hmm. wrote True Haunted Tales of the Driscoll Hotel.
Love that. Love that there's a book about it.
Right.
I love that.
Right.
Great, Monica. Great work.
Monica wrote a book, and you can find it wherever books are sold, probably.
I love that.
I didn't look that hard.
So we're assuming.
She says that one of her favorite stories is one of the few sightings we've had of Colonel Driscoll.
Mm-hmm.
One of his favorite rooms in the Driscoll overlooks 6th Street and Brazos, which is like both of the streets that it's on. So
right, like the, like corner of it. Yeah.
And there was a consultant in town who woke up one night to see a gentleman standing in his room.
Oh, God.
Looking at the window about 3 o'clock in the morning, puffing on a cigar.
Witching hour. Love it.
3 o'clock in the morning. Mm. He sat up in bed and he said, "Hey, fella, what the hell are you doing in my room?"
Stop.
Which, like,
that's
pretty
really
chill.
Good. Hey, fella.
Hey, fella. If this is a man in your room smoking a cigar, you're like,
hey. Yeah, try addressing him with, "Hey, fella."
Hey, fella.
That's so funny.
He said the guy looked at him and gave him this look like, "Your room?" But like, he didn't say anything.
What? He's like, "What the fuck is this?" I'm in my own room, buddy.
My room. The consultant leaned over and snapped on the light by the bed, and when the light came on, there was no one standing by the window. But the curtains were still swaying, and there was a cloud of cigar smoke in the air.
That's fucked up. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with that. I really like that. Ooh.
So there have obviously been other sightings. People will frequently smell cigars in the halls of the hotel.
That's his vibe. That's his vibe.
Or like see cigar smoke, and obviously there's no smoking allowed.
No, it's now. We don't do that.
But he's a cowboy ghost, so he can smoke wherever he wants.
And it's his hotel. He can literally do whatever he wants. Yeah.
So he be smoking inside, and people can't stop him.
Yeah.
He was also especially fond of the ladies.
Ooh, ladies! Of course, line up, ladies.
And he's known, if you're a lady and you're hanging out at the Driscoll, you hear a little touch on your arm or on your back, it might not be just any old creep, it might be a ghost creep.
It might be an especially awful ghost creep.
It might be a creepy ghost creep, and if you smell cigars, you'll know it. There's a couple stories of him appearing to famous female musicians staying at the hotel.
Oh, my God. He's trying to woo.
Yeah. So Annie Lennox, she claimed that he picked out her outfit for a concert that she was doing while she was in the shower. She, like, I guess got out of the shower and her outfit was all picked out.
So, oh, my God.
Iconic. And Johnette Napolitano of Concrete Blonde wrote the song Ghost of a Texas Ladies Man after encountering him at the hotel.
That's iconic. Mm-hmm. That's iconic.
Yep. So he'd be out there being creepy.
He'd
but
be out there inspiring music.
Inspiring
with his
music,
ass.
Right.
His creepy ghost ass just, I mean, inspiring works of art.
He's inspiring women in...
He's inspiring me. I want to make a movie. Like, I'm obsessed with this.
Yeah, we're gonna make a film about it. We have
yeehaw.
Too many ideas.
That's the best part about us. We got nothing but ideas.
Full of ideas about ghosts.
Yeah. One day we'll have some follow through, but
one day.
For now we'll keep our ideas flowing.
We'll do it. Like any good haunted hotel, mm-hmm. the Driscoll has an especially haunted room.
Yes.
So at the Driscoll, it's room 525.
525.
So if you want to stay in a haunted room, 525. So there's a few different versions of this story. So I'll start off with just the first one.
Cool.
So the first is that there was a first tragedy which struck the room in the early years of the hotel.
Mm.
So there's a young woman who was about to be married, okay. but her fiance called off their wedding.
That always happens.
And she killed herself.
The heck? Oh, my God. That also always happens.
Know.
Don't do that.
Come on, guys. Like,
it's not worth
go
it.
Go to therapy.
That's stupid.
Talk to someone.
No person is worth that.
Have
you will be fine.
A chat. Like,
yeah, talk to anyone else.
Anyone. You
don't spiral.
You be killing yourself because your lover... is
lover. No lover is worth that. That's stupid.
Not.
you're amazing, but you'll be fine. But she did it.
But she did. And then 100 years later.
Oh, my God.
In either the early 80s.
Yeah.
The late 80s.
Okay.
The early 90s.
Well, I mean, that makes sense for the time I was in the hotel, I guess. Okay, cool.
A Houston socialite was also left to the altar by her fiancé.
Stop.
And she went on a huge shopping spree with her lover. I wrote lovers like four times.
Lover.
Her lover's credit card. And she was last seen carrying shopping bags up to room 525.
Okay.
Later that night, she also killed herself in the same room the other woman had all those years ago.
Oh, my God. People need to stop doing that.
People really need to stop doing that. Both women have been spotted in the room and around the hotel. So people have spotted both a woman in a Victorian wedding dress and another woman carrying shopping bags or a pistol down the hall into room 525. And then she, like, just walks through
into
the door.
And through it. Okay, actually, that's what the movie is about.
Is about these two ladies.
And then then the creepy ghost is trying to woo them both.
He's like, there's two ghost ladies.
He's like, there's two ghost ladies.
There's two damaged
Surprise!
Women.
They're gay together now.
Oh my God, I know.
That's a twist.
I hope so.
That's a twist.
But there's other versions of the story. One where the women only died 20 years apart on the same day in the same room.
Oh, all of the, like, check all the boxes.
Some versions say that both women were on their honeymoon and they killed themselves for unknown reasons.
Okay.
So it's either honeymoon or
wedding.
Right before the wedding.
Yeah.
Some versions of the story, which I think might be closer to the truth, was that the second woman, she wasn't really a socialite. That was just sort of added to the story to make it seem more
fancy.
It was like a little more sad. But she was just, like, a regular lady. She didn't go on a shopping spree. She actually just, like, bought a bunch of booze, cigarettes, and a People magazine.
Oh.
And then she drank herself basically to death before killing herself. So she would have, like, died of alcohol poisoning anyway. So
that's probably more accurate.
That sounds more like a real story. But anyway, that's
sad.
You swing it.
It's not as, like,
fun.
Romantic or, like, Hollywood.
I mean, she was still left at
the altar.
Yeah. Wow. Either way, if you see a lady around the hotel,
she might be one of these ladies.
One of these ladies in one of these versions. You should ask her.
You should say hi. Are you one of the ladies from the stories?
You're like, can you please tell me which version of this is correct?
You can say, I'm sorry, I've been doing some research.
Hi, I've been doing some research and it's extremely unclear and there's so many different versions.
And I just want to speak to you for a moment. I'm going to have a moment of your time.
I just want to ask you about some things about your life.
I'm just very interested
and
in
your
you.
Death.
Yes.
The next tragedy that happened at the hotel is that of a little girl ghost.
Oh my God, why the girl ghost?
I don't know. This little girl ghost is... slightly less creepy than yours, but she's also pretty creepy.
Little children ghosts are always creepy.
She's rumored to be named Samantha.
Oh, she's a name. That's good.
Yes. It said that she fell down the stairs of the grand staircase.
Of course, the grand staircase.
Apparently, she was chasing a ball, and she tripped, and she broke her neck on the stairs.
Okay, what? There's also a bunch of, like, stories of kids chasing balls.
Yeah,
like,
and dying.
Do you not remember the one from, like, Mexico City in
the
subway?
Where, like, head fell off or whatever?
Yeah, and the ball is her head.
I hate that one a lot.
That one's so scary. It sticks with my brain.
That one's really bad.
It's really scary.
Don't love that.
Don't love stories of ghost kids with balls.
Especially when the balls are their head.
Yeah, that's also really
that's
scary.
Really freaky.
It's the scariest part, I guess.
So, yeah, this has all the types of ghosts.
All of the, like, ghosts that we've encountered.
So, there's a ghost kid. She broke her neck and she died. Some stories say that this happened in 1887 when the governor of Texas was there for, like, some sort of government.
Was it, like, his kid or something?
It was his daughter.
Okay.
Some versions, it's just like, it's a little girl.
Yeah.
Guests and workers have reported hearing giggling and a ball bouncing down the steps. Or a ball, like, bouncing off the walls, like someone's playing with it.
That's all of that is too much for my brain.
She's also often spotted near a portrait of a young girl on the fifth floor.
Oh.
And this portrait is creepy and also reminds me of like other I swear I was doing this story and I came across this portrait and I was like, I've done this before, like,
because you saw the picture and
because
like...
I saw the picture and it's just like, I don't remember which one, but I feel like some other hotel or some other like haunted place there's like a picture of a girl and it's creepy girl.
It's really similar or it's the same.
I'll pull it up and I'll find it for you.
Please do. We'll also post it to the Instagram
ghost girl. But it's just like a painting of this kid. She's scary as fuck. Ooh. It's just this girl holding flowers, and some people say she's like the daughter of the governor.
Okay. Ew! Oh, I don't like her smile.
No, she looks creepy.
Oh my god, why is she holding a letter like that?
I don't know.
It's complete. She's holding it in her hand, completely horizontal to the ground, and it looks like she's looking down at you. Like her head's tilted down, and she's looking up at you with like a creepy little kid face. And also, it looks like she's wearing a wig.
Yes, it does.
Like, she looks like she's a Dolly Parton impersonator. But she's a child.
Really freaky.
She looks freaky.
And she also, like, does this not, like, ring a bell? Like, a photo of a girl or, like, a picture of a girl? I don't know.
I feel like maybe. It's also very...
Like, I came across this and I was like, oh, no, I have to, like, go look it up. But people, like, will see this picture and get, like, freaked out by it and feel like they're being, like, followed by something after they look at this picture.
I don't like that.
Because it's creepy. I also, one of the articles I was reading was like, literally, why are there so many scary paintings in this hotel? Like, all of the paintings are of like Victorian people who just like stare at you. There's also a painting of Jesse Driscoll, and he also is just like looking out from the photo, the painting, and just like staring. Like,
yeah, I hate it. She's also standing in front of these like curtains that are half parted, and there's like a like, black background.
Yeah, it looks like something could be like peering out from behind her.
Yeah, she looks very much like, come with me over here.
Come play with me.
Yeah, and she also like, her hair is so scraggly. Like, it's big, but it's like, oh, she's scary. I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, she's creepy. But yeah, that painting, people have spotted this little ghost near it.
Ew.
Parents have also reported their children playing with a strange girl either in the halls or in a room, and the children will always, like, when they ask them, oh, who is that kid that you're playing with, they'll be like, Samantha.
I don't like that. I don't like when ghost kids talk to regular live kids.
And the kids are like, don't worry, it's nothing weird. And
they're like, it's my friend.
It's just this dead kid. Some less tragic ghosts at the Driscoll that people will see sometimes are a famous couple that had their first date in the Driscoll dining room. So President Lyndon Johnson.
Okay.
We know Lyndon Johnson. His first lady, Lady Bird.
We know Lady Bird.
Yep. So they went on their first date at the Driscoll in 1934. They did.
That's so weird.
Yes. And they would frequently visit the hotel whenever they visited Austin.
Because they loved
Johnson,
it.
Lyndon Johnson was from Texas, so they would, like, come to Austin sometimes, and they would always stay there. So he also watched the results of the 1964 presidential election.
He did not.
From the presidential suite, and celebrated the victory in the ballroom here.
That's cool. Mm. That's cool.
You're, like, so excited about this.
I mean, it's being able to put things I know to the things that I'm learning. I'm obsessed with that.
Why I added that into the story, because I was like, this is not that interesting. No, but Carly will like it.
I do like it. It's terribly uninteresting, but to me, I'm like, oh my god, that I know that. Yeah, I love that.
But people have reportedly, they've caught a glimpse of the former president and first lady, like, out of the corner of their eye.
That's
in
freaky.
The mirrors,
that,
in the
I don't like
room.
That. Ew.
Yeah, but they're just.
But that's pretty
they're
cool.
Dancing,
they're
fun,
vibing.
They're
vibing.
Time. They're vibey.
Yeah, they're having a nice time.
So, the hotel does lean into the spooky reputation a bit.
Oh, we love to see it.
And they offer a ghost city tour package, which includes a night stay at the hotel, two tickets to a citywide ghost tour.
Cool.
$25 hotel credit. And a cool. $10 Voodoo Donuts gift card.
Silly, do you need my credit card? We need to buy it right now.
That's what I read. I was like, the right perfect now. Gift for someone to get us.
Ah, if someone wants to love us
if
and get us a gift.
Someone wants to buy us this. I will take it.
Oh my god, that's really funny.
Yeah, that's super really fun. Cute. So we should go and then we should try these voodoo donuts.
I would love to eat a voodoo donut. I'm sure it's delicious.
Good donuts.
I mean, it's a donut. You know, donuts are going to be good no matter where you have it. It's like
especially
pizza.
If they're with, they're like looped into a ghost tour. Yeah,
right. I mean, they're going to be vibey for sure.
They're going to be so vibey.
Yeah.
So yeah, we should go and we should look at this creepy girl.
I would love that. I would love that more than anything. I'd also would be terrified to actually see her. So I hope that we don't, but I also hope that we do, you know?
Yeah.
Like always.
Like always.
Like always.
Like always.
Like always. No, thank you, but sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary. We love a haunted painting.
Yeah, like always, no thank you, but yes please.
Yes please, but also scared.
Yep. Wow, that's cool. Wow, I'm taking it all in.
So we're
some good ones today.
Definitely gonna go to Akmar.
Yeah,
because we have to,
and we're literally gonna be there this weekend and next and the next after that.
We'll plan to go to Texas, apparently.
Yeah. Hey, Akmar and Austin, both A's.
Akmar, Austin. Both A-U's.
That's right. There we go.
Really makes you think.
We're just on the same wavelength. We both went A-U, and then we deferred.
Yes.
Wow.
And then we did it, and then we talked about it, and now we're here.
Now we're here.
That's wow.
That's right. I've been watching anything cool, been seeing anything cool, been doing anything cool this week?
No.
That's okay. You don't have to.
Didn't watch the Super Bowl. I didn't watch the Olympics.
Me neither.
I watched the new episode of Euphoria, I guess.
I didn't do that.
Yep, that's it.
Cool. Love that for you. I rewatched all of Jane the Virgin.
Oh my god.
It was great. I cried so much.
Okay.
I just love it. I have forgotten that it was really cute. It's a really cute show.
You like always bring that show up on the podcast, and I always say I'm not gonna watch it.
No, you shouldn't watch it. You probably wouldn't enjoy it. It's a telenovela. It's very like melodramatic.
Yes. Yeah,
you probably would be like, that's stupid. It is pretty stupid, annoying. But it's really sweet.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure.
I have decided that I will not apologize for liking things like rom-coms
and
being like, that's so cute, and I want.
And you shouldn't. And
I won't.
Like what you like, and that's fine.
Yeah, I know. Well, for a long time, I was like, that's dumb, but it's not dumb. I can like whatever I like.
Exactly.
I like everything.
Kylie will like whatever, and that is everything that she comes across, pretty much.
I mean,
except for Tom Thompson.
And there's a lot of, well, when I don't like something, I usually have very strong opinions about.
Yes, that's it.
There's something that I have lukewarm opinions about. I could take or leave. But yeah, if I don't like something, you'll hear about it.
You'll know.
Unless I feel bad and don't want to tell you, because I also want to keep the peace because I'm a Libra. But there's a good chance I'll probably tell you. Yeah. So I watched all Jane the Virgin. I'm still watching After Party. It's still very, very funny. It's excellent. I think everyone should watch it, but it's one of those Apple TV ones, so less people are going to watch it, which is a shame.
I have been rewatching Nathan for You, but
oh my god, so good. It's never not incredible. Never not incredible. Nathan for You. Damn. I'm also rewatching Veep because it's just great.
Kylie watches like
Well, I rewatch a lot of TV. I fall asleep to TV every night. And so when I say I'm rewatching Veep, that's the show that's my falling asleep show right now.
Okay.
Last week it was Detroiters.
Okay.
Because that's the best.
Fuck, I did watch Detroiters.
It's the fucking best, man. It is top notch.
Top
tier. Probably one of my top five favorite shows of all time. I have so many favorites, but it's very, very good. Sam Richardson's my favorite man in the world. Okay. That's it for me. Anything? Hey, Cecilia.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, have you seen any ghosts lately?
No. I was attacked by a dog yesterday, but
bad dog.
It was my parents' dog, and she's big and white, but she's not a ghost.
She looks kind of ghostly.
She looks a little bit ghostly.
A dog.
She's definitely a dog.
She's definitely husky.
And she definitely, I mean, both of them. There's two of them, and they did try to kill me like three times yesterday.
Well, they love you, though. And that's why they do that.
Yes, exactly.
Like freaks.
Multiple times. One was throwing a big-ass bone at me.
Wow.
The other one, my mom's an osteopath.
Yes.
And she was treating me, so I was like lying on the treatment table, mm-hmm. and she like turned around for 2 seconds, and Dolly, who's not a small dog.
No, she's a big dog.
She's a large.
She's a full-sized dog.
Fluffy husky.
Yeah.
Jumped on my head.
Because she's still like, she's a little dog.
Sat on my chest.
You're like, I love my my treatment today. It feels really like, good.
Wow, this is definitely what's supposed she's to be happening.
Trying to help.
Like, do they do this?
To other people or just to you?
This is just a me thing. She's like, no, this is just a you thing.
I'm
like,
it's because they love you.
Okay, they're bad.
Obsessed with
they're
you.
They're very bad.
They are bad, but they're so cute.
They're very cute. No ghosts, just bad dogs.
Ah, the best.
Attacking me.
I mean, can you expect anything less?
No, I can't.
No.
This is the hazards of going to my parents' house.
Bad dogs all around.
Trying to kill me.
Yeah.
Carly.
Yeah.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
I have not.
Oh.
Though I'm hoping to this week at Ockmar.
Oh, this is true. I know how to play.
Yeah.
OMG.
Yep. This whole episode for me has just been one big long plug.
Yeah, it's just been Carly being like, come visit us at Ockmar. We're going to be there. And speaking of, come visit us at Ockmar. And you can find out more about it if you follow us on Instagram at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod.
Correct.
And also on Twitter at GA Pod.
Yep.
And we promised that we're going to start posting on TikTok someday.
TikTok. That's right. TikToks on TikTok. TikTok, maybe even.
We're going to talk about TikToks on TikTok.
We might.
Yeah.
That's about it from us. We're excited, and we'll see you next week.
We'll see you, and we love you, and we give you a kiss.
Bye! That was in sync.
That was in sync.